Hey y'all, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. This week on the podcast, I think I have a growth on my brain because some of my dreams are ridiculous. Also, I'm gonna roast the news. Let's get into the pod. Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner, Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions?
No.
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have
everything.
Next time you have a craving for clout that'll get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
I'm Booba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Hey, sometimes I have some really fucked up dreams. I think my brain is broken. So I had a couple of crazy dreams this weekend. The first one was, I was driving through town, and I had to get to the bank, because I needed cash for work. Inside the bank, it was extremely busy, and there was fucking lines everywhere. It was, like, zigzagging all through the bank. There must have been close to, like, 40 people in the bank, and only two tellers were working the windows. There was no place to sit down, so I stood next to a woman holding a baby. She was sitting down, and the baby had like a ballpoint pen and was drawing on everyone's arms and legs. It started to draw on my arm, and I took the pen away from it, and then I shoved the pen in between the baby's butt cheeks, like down its diaper, and in between the butt cheeks. The mom like gave me like a really dirty look, and then so we like locked eyes. And then we got like faced, like we were going to fight. We got face to face, but then the energy turned like sexual, like she was breathing on my face. And I remember like getting turned on a little bit, like we were going to make out. But then the bell went off at the front. It was my turn to go collect the check or the cash or whatever. So I stepped up to the window and started talking to the teller. She seemed new, like she didn't know what she was doing. And I looked at my watch, and it was time to get to work. I was running late. And so she was fumbling around with, like, paperwork. And so I just said, hurry up and figure something out. And her solution was to take the money out of someone else's account and give it to me. So she just handed me, like, a wad of cash. And I looked at it, and it was $50,000. I'm like, holy shit. I said, well, she was like, I don't know what to do. And I said, well, I'm late for work. I have to go. Just give me the person's phone number that you took out of the, you know, that you took the account from. And so I got the number, and then I went running out of the bank. When I got outside, it was raining, and I was like, shit. So I had parked my truck in a church parking lot next door, and it got towed. So I went out to the street, put my thumb out to, like, catch a ride, and a buddy from work pulled up in his vehicle. His vehicle looked like a grill, and it opened up, and he was actually cooking his legs inside of his car. There was, like, charcoal underneath the seat, and he was cooking his legs, and I said, that's too hot for me to get in. You have to cool it down. So he, like, turned some springs and it like spread the car apart, and then it was cool enough to ride. So I jumped in the car, but instead of going to work, I went back home. I had to talk to my wife about this money that I got. And when I get home, I'm actually in like the TV show Modern Family, and my wife is Sofia Vergara, and I'm Al Bundy. And I said to her that this isn't going to work out between us because I make all the decisions with the money and I don't need a woman telling me what to do. So I went into the basement of our house, and my wife has hundreds of cats. want. I needed the cat to like sign the check so I could cash the money. I had cash in one time and a check in the other. But anyway, the cat had to sign the check. And then after it signed the check, I heard a knock at the front door. So I went up to the front door and opened it up. And it was the person that had, you know, had the money taken out of his account. It was a hippie. There was also cops there. And so the cops basically were there to like supervise the exchange of money. And so I was introducing myself to the hippie. And at the same time, there was like more hippies setting up camp in my front yard. They had like RVs and tents, and they were starting to get out and like sing Kumbaya. And so the cop was like, "Hey man, we got to hurry this along. We don't need these kind of people in our town." So I just remember being like, okay. So I gave the hippie the money, and then that was it. That was the rest of the dream. So then that was the first dream I had, like Saturday night. And then last night I had a pretty fucking crazy dream. So the second dream was I was giving myself a haircut, and I cut it really short in the front and in the back, but I left the sides like super long, and then I put gel in them to stick them straight out. And everybody was like, "What the fuck did you do to your head?" And so I had to go fix it at a barber, but the town I lived in was like a small town and didn't have barbers, so I had to go to the next town over. So I hop in the truck and I start going to the town next to us, but instead of driving normally, I'm driving backwards and I'm going like 70 miles an hour. And so on the highway over, I'm looking in the fields and I see there's like a white two-door Ford pickup, and it's getting ran into by a bull. So like this bull has the horns and it's like piercing the truck hood and like side doors and stuff, and the truck's like running into the bull. And from what I can gather is it's a farmer and he's trying to get the corral the bull, get him to go back to the pen or whatever. And in the middle of the road, I had to kind of swerve around his son. His son was in like a Dodgers uniform, and all he wanted to do was play catch with his dad. So I don't know what that means. But then I make it to the other town. Mind you, I'm still driving backwards, and I'm driving through like the town, stoplights, stop signs, neighborhoods, all backwards. I'm weaving in and out of traffic. And my GPS quits working, so I can't find the barbershop. So I'm like, well, I go over to my girlfriend's house. And in this dream, my girlfriend is like 6'4", blonde. She's like a giant. And, you know, keep in mind that I'm 5'6", so I'm into short chicks. But, yeah. So I go into her house, and she has a bunch of little brothers and sisters, like 8 of them. They're all really young, like 6 years old, running around the house. And all I want to do is fool around. So we're on the couch, and to hide it, we like pull the blankets over our bodies and start messing around. And as soon as I put it in, her older brother comes in, and he's a big muscular meathead. He's pretty clueless as to what's going on, but he's like trying to catch us having sex. I get the impression like he wants to fight me. So I whisper in her ear, I say, "Hey, act like we're hugging." So we sit up, and we've still got the blankets covered over the lower naked half of our body. But he's trying to, so then the brother comes over and he tries to pull the blankets off my penis. And so we're kind of wrestling, and ultimately he can't do it. And then our feet stick out of the blankets, and we both have gigantic, hairy hobbit feet, like size 14, just covered in hair. And the brother is pretty dumb, and so he says in like a third person voice, he's like, "Carmine, find big hairy feet, big shoes." I don't know what the fuck. So I get up and then I go to the sink. I need to wash my hands and there's no hand soap. There's only like a bar of soap, but it's broken into tiny pieces and I can't use it. So I start smashing it down the drain. And then I look over to Carbine and I'm like, hey, Carbine, do you need to do any dishes? And he just kind of shrugged his giant muscular shoulders and then walked away. So, yeah, those are the dreams I had this weekend. Don't do crack. Yes, time to roast the news. This week's most ridiculous stories that I've found, I'm going to do a few jokes. All right, first up. Man gets a pig's heart transplant in the first of its kind procedure. The man was so sick that he could not qualify for a human heart transplant, so he got a genetically modified pig's heart. Yes, insert all men are pigs joke here. Also, I've been shoving pig meat in my body for many years. Bacon. Next up, Los Angeles motorcyclist topping 130 miles an hour dies after a horrific crash caught on video. Only 130? What a pussy. I drive faster than that on my bike when I'm blackout drunk. Allegedly, in case the police are listening to this podcast. Allegedly. Tennessee axe woman hacked her dad's arm and gave grandpa a black eye. 25-year-old Nevada Fortson faces charges of aggravated assault and aggravated burglary. When I saw her picture, she's pretty hot, and she's from Tennessee. She's the only 10 I see. Also, in my experience, crazy in the head, crazy in bed. So, yeah. West Virginia reporter hit by car while on air and then continues reporting. Reporter Tori Yorgi was struck by a car during a live TV broadcast in Dunbar this week. She stood up, brushed it off, and managed to finish her reporting. See, women don't know when to shut the fuck up. And shame on her husband for not getting the job done. She's probably pretty accurate when she says he's never done anything right. TV weatherman appears to fart on air. Louisville meteorologist Mark Weinberg is going viral because he let one out during a live broadcast. Really? Just one? I've farted 17 times during this podcast. I had an entire crock pot of chili for dinner yesterday, and holy shit, I had to change my underwear. Twice. No, just kidding. I don't wear underwear. London YouTuber claims to have been abducted by aliens and is falling in love with one of them. Sick of men on Earth, London actress Abby Bella says that she hopes to normalize interspecies dating. I also would like to probe some illegal aliens. Because Mexican women can cook and have an ass like a dump truck. North Carolina veteran Gabriel Fierro used the numbers from his fortune cookie to win a $4 million lottery. Just eating Chinese food is a lottery. Whether it's getting cancer from the MSG or diarrhea from the dog meat, it's always a gamble. Japan turns to robot pets to combat loneliness. Japan has a reputation for being robot-obsessed, now increasingly turning to the so-called companion robots, AI-packed androids that simply exist to make us happy or less lonely. Like, Jesus Christ, Japanese people really fucking hate each other. The mindset that I'd rather fuck a robotic dog than talk to someone is crazy. Or is it genius? Yeah, people suck. I fucking hate people. I guess I'd rather have sex with robots than talk to people. So robots are the answer. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say thanks for listening. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google, go ahead and throw me a rating, because you know I'm worth those 5 stars. Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the fuck are you doing? I just want you to touch my pee-pee. I do love it when people run around topless, and I'm selling t-shirts to cover up them nippies and pint glasses for your alcohol. So check that out. The merch is at chrisbassettcreator-spring.com, link in the description. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, hit that support button down below. You can buy me a beer, because I hate my fucking liver. All right, later, masturbators.